Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
936
with the kids jingle bell.
Dean Richards, Sunday morning, WGN, Sunday before Thanksgiving.
It's the most
getting ready for it all. That's why a visit with Dr. Kevin Most is a fantastic idea for a variety of reasons. Kevin, good morning, my friend. How are you?
Dean, I'm doing great. A little chilly, but besides that, really doing well. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yourself?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty well. I'm wondering, you know, in what direction do we point now with some health information with Thanksgiving? People are getting together, and hugging, and all that stuff, and there's some concerns about that spreading diseases around. It's the eatenest day of the year, where people feel like they have just license to be as gluttonous as possible. Where do we even start with any of this?
Yeah, you make some very good points. And really, when you start at the foundation of it, and that is getting people together, this is going to be obviously the busiest travel weekend of the year, as it normally is, and back to pre-COVID levels. And we're looking at air travel and just travel around the country being very high. Coupling that with extremely high influenza rates is very concerning for us. So certainly that foundation is going to have some issues. We've already had, almost 5 million cases of influenza. We've had 40,000 hospitalizations in this country already. A normal year for us is about 100,000 hospitalizations. So really it is coming out as a bad timing for influenza as well as COVID as well as RSV along with all this travel.
Yeah, the RSV, is that the respiratory issue that is affecting both kids and adults now, or is the respiratory thing something completely different?
No, that's it. That's RSV, the respiratory syncytial virus, a virus that we usually see in younger kids and has been kind of filling up pediatric hospital beds and pediatric intensive care beds across the country. In the South, it's starting to level off. We're not seeing that leveling here yet in Chicago and in the Midwest, so that's still a little bit concerning, especially as these weather changes now and there's less people doing things outside and more gathering in groups inside. So obviously, anybody who has little kids, certainly the holidays are a great time to see grandma and grandpa and the family, but certainly if your child is sick, keep them home or keep them distant as much as you can. Nothing worse than spreading an illness during this holiday.
Yeah, so if people are going to be doing some traveling, I won't get on a plane without my mask on these days, or really any crowded area, inside or out. I'll always have my mask. Is that the best protection that people can take during this high travel weekend that's coming up?
Well, obviously the best protection is to make sure you're fully vaccinated. But even being fully vaccinated, you still have the chance of getting both COVID and influenza. So certainly masking and going back to our simple basics of washing our hands. People have to understand we get the virus on our hands and then we spread it actually to ourselves. So certainly masking, you travel a lot. I travel quite a bit. Wearing a mask, it's no longer... you don't feel like you're, an outcast anymore.
Right.
I'd say I traveled last week. I bet you we had maybe 20% of the people, 30% of the people wearing masks.
Yeah.
And, if at the end you feel much better about yourself and you feel healthy, who cares what the mask looks like?
Yeah, well, as you had pointed out, wearing the mask helps. So you're not touching your nose, your eyes. It just reminds you to don't touch up there. And if you do have something that's on your hands, you want to keep it off your face at all costs. The Thanksgiving dinner issue. I know it's about moderation. I know that all the sensible things to do, but people aren't going to do that on Thanksgiving, are they?
No, they're not. And Dean, we've done this segment, for the past couple of years, and I've done it with all the way back to Spike Odell. And it's really not, this is not the segment where we try to ruin Thanksgiving meal, but we just really want to make sure everyone's aware of exactly what they're doing and how they can maybe eat a little bit easier and a little bit better than what some people are going to do on Thursday.
Right. Moderation really is what it's about. What are the biggest problems? Are there certain foods that are bigger problems than others if you're going to, you know, be gorging on Thursday?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we're only supposed to get about, you know, 20%, 25% of our calories from fat. But in fact, this holiday, we load that on, whether it be the gravy, the butter, the casseroles with the heavy, you know, heavy cream-based casseroles. So certainly our fat content and salt content goes way up. And then some of the basic foods, Dean, you know, a good sweet potato with just a little bit of butter on it is good. A sweet potato with butter, brown sugar, and marshmallows is outstanding. But unfortunately, that's where we start to get the calories as well as the fat grams.
Yeah, that's the thing, you know, the overload of sugars, and for, you know, desserts, you know, where you might not even normally have dessert. Here, you're definitely going to have some pumpkin pie with the whipped cream on it, and maybe a piece of cake, maybe this, maybe that. But also, in addition to the sugar, I mean, the sodium is through the roof on most of these things, right?
It really is, you know, especially some of these prepared salads. You know, the sodium content for, you know, your green bean casserole, we'll just say, you know, we take a can of condensed soup, which is just loaded with sodium, and we don't dilute it out. We just pour it over the beans and eat it. So now you've just magnified the impact of the sodium that you would have in a bowl of soup. So certainly the sodium content will go up that day. And you don't need to put any salt on anything else. Don't put salt on your turkey. There's plenty of salt in that meal for flavor.
Yeah, a lot of the turkeys already come pre-injected with sodiums anyway. So, you know, you would find, if you just do a little taste, you find that you don't even need it in the first place, that it's already there. And the problem with too much sodium is high blood pressure, is that right?
Correct. You know, sodium, we retain water, we make our heart work harder, and it really does have a huge impact on individuals with hypertension, which, you know, we talked last week, you know, hypertension now a leading, one of the top causes for severe COVID. So we certainly want to make sure that we're not going to take something that's going to make our blood pressure even worse. And, you know, people say, oh, I'm just going to take two blood pressure pills that day. It doesn't work that way. So certainly limiting your sodium intake will be good, not only for your weight, but also for your heart.
Let's take a quick break and we'll come right back and get to your questions for Dr. Kevin Most. 312-981-7200 is the phone number to call in or to text. 312-981-7200. It is 9:48. This is Dean Richards, Sunday Morning, WGN, with our pal, Dr. Kevin Most, Chief Medical Officer, Central DuPage Hospital, on the line with us. Kevin, you are taking a beating on the text line today. Mr. Thanks for ruining my Thanksgiving, not letting me eat any of the things that I want to eat. A lot of people are, you know, are like that. Hey, you know what? Eat whatever you want to eat. If you want to be unhealthy, be unhealthy. If you know, you want to do whatever you want to do. You know, Dr. Most is telling you things, trying to keep you healthy and to keep you alive. With that in mind, let's, you know, somebody said, hey, it's just one day. But it's not just one day. People eat like this all the time. They go in excess all the time. Talk about the problem of obesity in America right now, right?
Oh, Dean, 100%. And when we look at obesity in this country, and it is epidemic, the amount of individuals who are obese right now. And with obesity, not only do you have high blood pressure, you have heart disease, you have diabetes, which then impacts your kidneys, your eyes. I mean, we really need to focus on how we're going to start doing weight control. And people say, oh, you know, come on, people are going to find out the weight that they feel comfortable with. And assuredly, there's the mental health aspect of weight, but certainly there's the physical aspect of it as well that we need to worry about. And you're absolutely right. The person that fills that plate and overfills that plate on Thanksgiving probably has a tendency to do that, you know, even during a regular meal.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying, oh, it's just one day of the year. It's Thanksgiving. It's just Christmas. But it's just the Christmas party. It's just the holiday time. It's just during the football game. It's, you know, there's a million it's justs that, you know, and do whatever, eat whatever you want. Do whatever you want. It's your life. It's, you know, yeah. You know, do whatever you want. That, you know, I'm coming on the side of Dr. Most here. The man's trying to help us to, you know, try to give us a little realization of exercising a little bit of moderation. It's not going to hurt you to have a little moderation. Somebody texted in and said there are low sodium options for soups. So you can still put them on your green bean casseroles that lower the sodium. It's a lower. I've seen them too. They're lower sodiums, but they're still pretty high. I don't know if you've noticed that.
Yeah, they are. And certainly sodium is something that food manufacturers put in just because it makes their food taste better and that attracts people to it. But they're absolutely right. There's low fat ways to do appetizers. There's low sodium options for many things. You know, and just what we add on, just like I said about the sweet potatoes, you know, we make some of these worse. And certainly one day is not a bad deal. But, you know, if you look at how many calories you take in, you know, an average person who works out moderately for an hour only burns 350, 400 calories. Well, you got to remember you're taking in an additional 2000 calories there. So that individual, you got 7 hours of working out to get rid of those calories that you just put on for one meal.
Right. But again, you know, you're all adults. You can do whatever you want to do. You want to put yourself in an early grave, that's your business. But get off Dr. Most's back for trying to help you. I'm sorry.
Hey, you know what, Dean? I'll take the abuse once a year, and I say it all the time, you know. Yeah. It's the day that I'm going to ruin a holiday, but I really don't mean to ruin it. I just want people to be a little bit smarter
and
how they enjoy it.
It's just trying to make you aware of, you know, you don't have to put every single thing that's on the table in your mouth. That's not really required. The 407 area code, do you recommend getting a COVID test prior to a family gathering?
You know, depending on who you're going to be with, it's not a bad idea. If anybody has any symptoms whatsoever, then absolutely. If you're going to be around seniors, great grandmas, grandmas, you know, individuals like that, it's reassuring to know that you're not going to spread, you know, COVID. So certainly, and we can do the COVID tests in your home now. They're very simple to do. So peace of mind for everybody in the group to walk in and say, hey, we've all been tested. Let's have, you know, fun. And you can give hugs and handshakes and kisses. So it's a great thing to do. I'm not sure how many people will, but certainly it would put me at ease knowing who I was going to be around.
Yeah. 708 area code says, is there a test for RSV in adults? How does it differ from other viruses?
Yeah, you know, there is a test, but the test is done in the hospital setting, so there's no over-the-counter test for RSV. RSV in adults, for the most part, we can do pretty well with it because we've been exposed to it numerous times over our life, where the young children, that's often the first time that they've been exposed to it, and their immune system is not prepared for it. As we age, obviously, RSV gets much more serious because our immune system isn't there. But we in the hospital, when someone comes in with symptoms, we're testing for COVID, flu, RSV, because we know out of the two of those, COVID and influenza, we can treat. RSV is all supportive measures of keeping you hydrated, keeping you oxygenated, and letting your immune system fight off the virus.
This is Mike on the line at 312-981-7200. You're on with Dr. Kevin Most. Hi, Mike.
Hi. Just a quick question, and thank you for always being available for us. If I get a shot on Monday, my final booster, will that help protect me as soon as Thursday at Thanksgiving?
Yeah, Mike, you know, when we look at the booster, great that you asked the question that way. Some people haven't gotten any shots and they're feeling, well, if I get my shot now. But as far as the booster, you're going to start to see it work in 2 to 3 days, 5 days, really kind of really ramping up. So if you get it on Monday morning, certainly by Thursday, it is going to be working. It's going to meet capacity about in day 10. But certainly getting it on Monday makes total sense, and you're going to have much more protection come Thursday.
You probably get it today also, right?
Absolutely.
A lot of, you know, Walgreens or CVS or whatever you know, some of those places are doing their booster shots. And I know a lot of people that just went in to the store and got their boosters. No appointments necessary. So, you know, you get even one more day jump on the whole thing.
Yeah, people who are shopping, Jewel used to give a coupon for 10% off your groceries that day. So
yeah, they still are. They still are.
Bonanza there. Yep.
Yeah, you get a little bonus there on top of it. It sound good, Mike?
It sounds good. Thank you. Appreciate the help.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Let me see here. For Dr. Most, is the flu vaccine matching the flu strain that people are currently getting?
Yeah, so when we look at what's going on right now, 76% of the cases are influenza A, H3N2. That's the one that's really hitting children and seniors hard. And then 22% of the cases that we're seeing right now are the H1N1. Fortunately, we do have a strain of the H3N2 in the vaccine this year. Everyone remember, we have four different strains in the vaccine. Well, one of them is this. Is it an exact match? No, but it's certainly a close match and will really have great protection for us.
815 area code asks, is there anything I can do to reduce side effects from a COVID booster? I've had horrible chills and high fever for 2 days with each of the shots that I've gotten.
Yeah, you know, the side effects really vary from individual to individual. Some people get none. Some people get the symptoms that this individual is talking about. And certainly for those people, we want to make sure we treat the fever. So Tylenol, Advil to keep those down, keep your fluids up. But once the vaccine's in you, that's that body's response is what is going on. That's what's causing the fever, the body aches. So anything we can do to eliminate those two, which would be Advil, Tylenol, and fluids, we'll minimize those as much as possible, but know that your immune system is really reacting well to the vaccine.
Kevin, I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving. I want you to know that we and our listeners, the ones who aren't beating you up for giving them decent health advice, that we are very thankful for you being here with us every week and providing us with information that we need to stay healthy. So I hope you and your family have a great holiday, my friend. Thank you.
You too, Dean. Thanks. Appreciate the partnership.